Welcome to the Songwalk Echoes podcast. I'm Jeff Peterson, inviting you to join Soundwalk Echoes founder Don Prisby and me as we recall the beauty of our Catholic legacy through music, art, scripture, and story. Let's take a song walk.
For well I know the plans I have in mind for you. For your welfare, not for your woe. Through the valley, I will lead you. In time, I will welcome you home. For well I know the plans I have, says the Lord. On this journey we make, pathways of faith and hope. Trust in the call of the Father, though the promise seems so far away. Hope in Jordan waters, rooted in the Lord as we learn His ways. For well I know the plans I have in mind for you. For your welfare, not for your woe. Through the valley, I will lead you. In time, I will welcome you home. For well I know the plans I have, says the Lord. On this journey we make, pathways, faith, and hope. Not for comfort that we follow, nor is it for riches to share, but to live by the will of the Father, that we stand in His light, even though the darkness. For well I know the plans I have in mind for you. For your welfare, not for your woe. Through the valley, I will lead you. In time, I will welcome you home. For well I know the plans I have, says the Lord. On this journey we make, pathways of faith and hope. Oh, the news of your longing, heavy in this moment in time, I will lift up your prayers to the Father and stand by your side, offering my life. For well I know the plans I have in mind for you. For your welfare, not for your woe. Through the valley, I will lead you. In time, I will welcome you home. For well I know the plans I have, says the Lord. In this journey we make, pathways of faith and hope. Yes, I know the plans I have, says the Lord. In this journey we make, pathways of faith and hope.
That is Songwalk founder, author, songwriter, and local vocal Don Prisby with just a pretty piece there called Pathways of Faith and Hope, an original work composed and performed right here to provide a musical backdrop to Mission, the third of six stages of faith, we've been exploring here in season four on the Songwalk Epicos, Epicos podcast, Epicos, and specifically how these six stages show up this season in the Lord's Prayer. As a reminder, all of our Songwalk episodes, just like everything in the Songwalk Echoes platform, are presented through the four dimensions of music, art, story, and scripture. And Don, we're four episodes in, halfway through the season, halfway through these six stages. And I just love how you've been guiding us through these stages and then the Lord's Prayer in little chunks, these little bits, mm-hmm. you know. So literally, you know, taking it sequentially, which is divinely designed, of how they all just kind of line up as you've been sharing. So, you know, with episode two, vocation, with the Our Father, literally the words Our Father, episode three, conversion, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And now today with mission, thy kingdom come. So specifically to that song, which again, so pretty, you have over, I think, 300 songs, okay, that you've written over the last 30 years or so. And so I guarantee that one of those songs has probably got a title with the word kingdom in it or something that is more sort of kingdom related, and yet you chose that beautiful piece there. And really, I've got notes on all the things I want to ask you about it as we geek out just from a songwriting standpoint. But explain, maybe just start, explain how it's such a pretty song about I could just picture, you know, like you say, pathways of faith, and like just kind of walking with Jesus, you know. But how do you make the connection to this specific portion of the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come?
Thy kingdom come. Here we are looking at our mission to make that known. And that song comes from Jeremiah, one of the prophets, during the exile of the Jews. Imagine they're in Babylon, wishing they could get back, wishing they could get back to their homeland. And they had these aspirations for the kingdom to come. And the Lord to say, for well, I know the plans I have for you, for your welfare, not for your woe. And yet they're out banished from their homes, longing to return. So that was the start of that song. Mm. And yet it ended up, as I was writing it, just this precious love for the from the father to the child. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at right now. Thy kingdom come. The theme this week, you know, that pervades all of our thoughts is this sense of the already, but the not yet.
Yeah.
The already, that God, the kingdom is here. Jesus has come, but not yet. We're still waiting. Mm-hmm. So that song is precious in terms of the relationship that Jeremiah has with the Father is the already, but the not yet is, for well, I know the plans I have for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I feel like, you know, Jeremiah, of all the prophets, and I don't go long on prophet-like mm-hmm. knowledge here, but I do know there's so much about how Jeremiah, in the writings and in that book, that did, I feel like, speak to this, you know, would speak to, you know, the trials, just the everyday, you know, just junk that we have to get through, and yet the sort of admonition or the compelling of Jeremiah to be, you know, mindful, to be focused, to be waiting. You know, it's like the kingdom is coming. It's like, when's it coming? Like it's a, you know, there's a lot of that longing, and that, you know, the timeline is not our timeline, but the kingdom, like you say, it is both here and yet it's coming. And we just have to be, patient, and we just have to kind of keep that faith.
Yes. Throughout. It's such a dynamic in our faiths, isn't it? In terms of who we are, yet who we're called to be.
Yeah.
We go back to marriage a lot because we're both married men, that, you know, on one day we have our wedding and we spend the rest of our life becoming married. Mm-hmm. So the already, but the not yet.
Yeah.
You know, we're saved by the Lord, but we're still sinners and seeking reconciliation. Mm-hmm. There's an already and a not yet.
Yeah.
And we wonder, when is it going to come? When is it going to be complete? And today we're going to even see Jeremiah, you know, 800 years before Jesus, and the church points to St. Francis of Assisi in the 12 or 1300s. That's like 2,500 years. You know, that St. Francis was an example of thy kingdom come.
Yeah.
He lived in the moment. He expressed God's kingdom in his day-to-day life. That's 2,500 years. When is this thing going to happen?
Right.
But if we look at our lives in my 61 years, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's not there yet.
Yeah. Well, and that notion of the kingdom already being here, I'm also, and even the title of your song, The Pathways of Faith, like those pathways, like we have our pathways today. You know, the pathways aren't always, and even though I gave the image of, you know, walking, you know, on a journey with Jesus, like I feel like our journeys, our pathways, even with Jesus, they're it's when we're going to the grocery store, it's when we're going to work, it's every day. And I'm reminded by Saint Teresa of Avila. And I still remember being in Mass years ago, and it was Father Arnold at Holy Name, and he quoted Saint Teresa in one of her greatest hits, you know, when she said, you know, Christ has no body but yours, no hands or feet but yours, you know, and so meaning that, you know, the kingdom. Like the kingdom in one sense is here because we are working it. Like it's coming, it has to come through kind of our actions. And that, and I'm bringing that up and as a very long intro to the art that you've selected today. And this is I had never seen this, but I told you before tape rolled here, I just have not been able to take my eyes off it. For those new to the podcast, you can look at the thumbnail for this episode 4 and see a picture of it. And it's from Van Gogh way back in 1882, Women Carrying Sacks of Coal in the Snow. And it's just a beautiful piece here that Don, I'd love you to kind of give a little bit more dimension to. But as I saw it, I'll tell you, just the uneducated myself, as I'm looking at it, I saw this as, you know, the kingdom at work. You know, and these women carrying, you know, sacks of coal in the snow, like to wherever they're carrying them, to whomever they're carrying them for. I felt like, gosh, this is depicting the kingdom as it's here. But talk about how you chose this piece.
True. I don't know what Van Gogh's intent was, yet when I saw that, I had the same emotions, this sense of burden and heaviness. And these women carrying these very heavy sacks. I mean, the colors in that are all very dark and somber, it seems to me. Mm-hmm. Yet, you know, carrying coal which is to become something, coal which is basically compressed dirt to become heat and light. You know, so there's a already, cool. But a not yet there.
I love that, yeah.
And in those women's journey, you wonder, where are they going? They're carrying this heavy coal. Well, they must be going to their homes. They must be going to love their families, to light up their homes, to cook food, to create warmth. So there's the already of that bitter burden and cold, and the not yet of a loving environment in their family. Just struck me. Isn't that wonderful thing about art, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and I didn't, I mean, this is why, again, Don, you're in the chair you're in and I'm in the chair I'm in, because I didn't even do the whole coal to heat thing. I mean, which you're absolutely right. It's a perfect metaphor for that, the work that we do here, and then the work that is to come.
Yes. There's so many things to talk about today about mission, and that we would bring the kingdom, that it would come. Looking just at the context of that, you know, back to last episode when we talked about hallowed be thy name, that we weren't saying to the Lord that your name would be holy, but that it is, and thy kingdom come in the same way. Not that it would come at some point, but that it's coming right now.
Yeah. Right.
And Pope Francis, again, in that lovely book in his Compassion, talks about it's a beggar's pleading, that that the kingdom would come, that we mm-hmm. plead for that. He calls the beggar the protagonist of the kingdom, that we need to, in humility, wish that kingdom would come. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? Not that the armies would return and the sky would open, but in our day-to-day life, as you said, going to the grocery store or just treating one another respectfully.
Yeah, well, the connecting back to mission then also is mm-hmm. is that, so when we say those words, we're not saying it as just this sort of passive acknowledgement or petition that the kingdom will come, or faith, or even just as an article of faith, like thy kingdom, you know, thy kingdom come. Like, yep, it's going to come. And in the meantime, we'll all just be here waiting. Like, but we're going to wait. It's like, no. We're saying that, and the connection that you're making back to mission is like, we're saying it as an article. It is an article of faith in action. You know, what are we doing then? Thy kingdom come. Like, yes, thy kingdom come. So now what is our role? You know, because that's the mission. Right, that's what we personalize and act on.
Yes, and Guardini, you know, the Pope and Guardini both go back to the parables to see what does the kingdom mean. They look at it as, you know, a fishing net or a pearl or a mustard seed or a treasure hidden in the field. Those are all images that come from the scriptures, mm-hmm. many of them from Matthew. But Guardini connects the kingdom reality to things like our mind, that God's truth would illumine our minds, that or in our being, that we have surrendered our freedom. That's a notion or an evidence of kingdom. Or that we have awe, the sense of the intimacy and preciousness of God. Or love, that we are transfigured in lives of love. Mm. So imagine those elements that impact our mind, being, our sense of awe, and the experience of love. That's kingdom.
Yeah,
that's kingdom. It's not temporal. It's not a physical manifestation at some point. Oh, all of a sudden the kingdom's here. It's a development of a disposition of our mind, our bodies, our attitudes, our sense of love for one another.
Yeah. No, I love it. So I got a little art tidbit here as we move on to scripture. But before we move off the art, so I was again just so taken with this painting, and then I realized, you know, I don't know anything about Van Gogh, okay, except for the, you know, the whole ear thing. And so I was doing a little bit of research over the week. And so, listeners, if for those that didn't know, Van Gogh was the son of a Protestant minister. So he grew up Protestant, and as I was kind of getting deeper into it, these little critiques of I read something that, especially in light of the last episode where we focused on Michelangelo's Creation of Adam painting, I thought this was kind of a cute little snippet from one of these articles that was critiquing the art and the styles between Van Gogh and Michelangelo, and he said that it wrote that Van Gogh grew up Protestant, but painted like a Catholic, whereas Michelangelo, who did grow up Catholic, painted like an evangelical. I thought that was great. Oh, there you go. There's your little
context.
Exactly. There's your little art critique for the week there, courtesy of Wikipedia and Jeff. All right, let's transition to the scripture passage here, and it is from Jeremiah. And we've brought it before. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 14. For you know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. You will seek and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and the places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. So, mission. That's like that was almost like a like the pregame speech from a coach, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
Let's go take the field. So talk about again how Jeremiah in that passage is just such a great voice for us this week as we really reflect on mission.
it's somewhat metaphorical. If we look at the Jews' desire to be back in Jerusalem, to be returned from their exile in Babylon, that they want to move from one state to the other. And it's a good metaphor for us today,
mm-hmm.
that how do we make the kingdom known? How do we get back home? And what is back home? You know, back home is maybe perhaps a centering back on the notion of our conscience, that we are not to be selfish, but to be selfless, to choose good over evil, to see light over darkness. You know, that's the essential coming back to conscience, right to the center, as God has made us in his image and likeness. Certainly, participation in reconciliation is a way to be healed that way, to return to center. Because we truly are on a journey, we're on a mission to make God's presence known in the world. And it's something that we are already blessed with within, you know, by being in the image and likeness of God, by being, the church will point to the Beatitudes, by living out the Beatitudes, which are, as we've discussed in season one, is conforming to Christ through the Beatitudes, or living as St. Francis lived, where he was almost foolishly in love with God, building the kingdom, challenging the church, serving the poor, living with lepers. It's a radical change.
How, you know, not to put you on the spot too much, but, you know, as we go through our little acronym every week with the MASS and the stories that you share, which are great, oftentimes very, you know, they're always super accessible and intentionally so, to really help us, you know, kind of get it down to kind of our level here, at ground level. And a lot of times they're very personal. And as I think of, you know, that kingdom come and living in mission, you know, Don, you've spent, you know, from your days in the seminary where, you know, you had a, you were on a path of very deliberate mission, very like pro mission, right? And then, you know, discerning out of it and yet spending the last, you know, 30 years or so living in, I think, deep mission across everything you do, both your day job, but also things like Songwalk Echoes and the work that you do with your music and your writings and your teaching. I mean, there's just so much stuff. We'd need another season to go through all of the various paths that you've taken to live in mission and to make the kingdom in your little corner of the world, you know, kind of evident. So what kind of story, you know, of all those things that you could be talking about here with stories, what kind of story can you tell us today that would help us further personalize this aspect of mission and the connection to the Lord's Prayer of the kingdom come?
It's important to live with the vocation that we're following.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, you know, certainly the vocation of conscience to live a life oriented to the good, but also to live in the specific vocation, the sacramental vocation to which we've been called. And, you know, we've talked about marriage a lot, and I think about the accomplishments that our families have made, because as we know, you know, when we look at our children when they're mere babies and we wonder, Lord, thank you for this gift, what do I do? And that they grow and they get through elementary school to middle school years and then into high school. And then all of a sudden they're graduating from college and they're moving on to a life of independence. And what a legacy that is for us, and what a tribute that is to family, and a tribute that is to marriage, and a tribute that is to our vocation. And maybe go back to that Jeremiah prayer. You know, imagine saying to your daughter or feeling that, for well, I know the plans I have for you, for your welfare, not for your woe. Well.
Yeah, exactly.
And now we look out the window and see these young families with their children and think, whatever I can do for you, I would do.
Yeah, Oh, amen. Amen. Every time we pray, we can think of that. That's beautiful. All right. Well, Don, as we close this episode here, as with all of them, we like to end with an echo point. So what can you leave us with for this next week as we reflect on mission, the Lord's Prayer, Thy Kingdom Come?
Let's think about the already, but the not yet. Mm-hmm. In Italian, it's the già, ma non ancora. And that word ancora is related to the word encore. You know, when we hear a great song, right? Encore, encore, we want to hear more, right? Mm-hmm. We want to hear, we've heard it, but it's not yet. We want to hear more. And let's just reflect on the encore of our own lives. Who are we now? And what can we become today in a life of mission toward bringing the kingdom?
All right. I love it. Well, thank you, Don. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And stay tuned for our next episode. As I said, we're halfway through here, guys, of the Song Walk Echoes podcast. And in the meantime, keep a song walk in your own heart for the beauty and the brilliance of our Catholic faith.
You've been listening to the Song Walk Echoes podcast. For small group resources related to this podcast and more, visit songwalkechoes.com.